KSWV Suave Radio, it's time for another episode of Open for Business with Eric Rentz Whitmore and, of course, Deborah Torres, both economic development specialists with Santa Fe's Office of Economic Development. Hello, folks.
Hello, hello. Glad to be back. We love being here with KSWV.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to another episode.
And so what we do is every month we stop by, we visit, and we share some of the many events that are on our events calendar, something we put out in our newsletters and other different media channels. So this isn't the full list. The full list is like 60 events now, and that's a lot.
Tell people where they can find all of them.
So you can find those on our newsletter. I'll mention this again at the end. But yeah, if you go to our website, basically we're with the city of Santa Fe. And if you search for Office of Economic Development, you'll find us. And that gives you lots of different ways of connecting with us and learning a little bit about the different activities we're involved with. But I'm going to just jump into a few events we've got. We'll hear from Deborah about a couple other special things that we've got coming up. And this will be great.
This is good. We're here.
All right. So again, so not all of these events are events that we produce ourselves or sponsor, but I think it gives a good overview of some of the activities that are available for folks in Santa Fe, regardless of what kind of business or interest that you've got. On Thursday, August 7th, there are two tech up meetups. One is online. It's the New Mexico Tech Council's Quantum Computing Peer Group. That's from the New Mexico Tech Council site, and that runs at 4 p.m. All sorts of quantum technology, quantum science is one of the hottest topics going on right now in the world as far as technology is concerned. And some of the leaders of that whole arena are based here in New Mexico between Los Alamos National Labs and Sandia Labs and a handful of different other businesses and other organizations. So this is a great way of getting tapped into what's going on with quantum science. A different event, this is in Albuquerque. It's an event for software developers. And that's the Albuquerque Software Social Club. And that's taking place at Pokey Pokey in Albuquerque at 6 p.m.
Pokey Pokey?
Yeah, and I can't actually pronounce that other word. Cevicheria?
Sure.
Yeah, something like that. So it tells you that is not my preferred menu item, but I hear other people love it. Also going on in the technology arena, there is a group called the New Mexico or the VR New Mexico meetup group, and that's on August 10th, and they're going to be at the Santa Fe Brewing Company, and they've got demos, they'll have a couple of talks, they're going to be talking about virtual reality, spatial computing, and immersive art. That should be a good time. I've been to a few of those events, and really it's nice to see the variety of people that come together that are working with these different new technologies. One of the special events that we do is on August 12th, it's the Native Business Roundtable from 10 to noon at Santa Fe Business Incubator. It's run by my colleague, Deborah Torres, and she'll tell you a little bit more about what to expect with that and maybe a few other items.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Eric. And so what we do at the Native Business Roundtable is if you're new to business, have an idea, concept that you want to bring forth, and even those that are established in business, we want to hear from you. We want to make sure this is a safe place that we can discuss City of Santa Fe business and how we get more involved as Native businesses. So I think it's a great opportunity. We have this every second Tuesday of the month from 10 to 12 at the Santa Fe Business Incubator. So we'd love to see more people show up. We always say if somebody doesn't have us at a table, we'll create our own table and bring our own chairs. So here we go. And this is getting to be a popular segment of part of our responsibility here at the City of Santa Fe, making sure we're reaching our Native businesses.
That's great. And I know we're talking about doing some other things with the Native business community. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about, tell us a little bit about your role. I'm not sure that folks know about that.
My role, he says. So my role is making sure that I am doing my part as an advocate for you, the Native business, in the city of Santa Fe. So if there's something that is going on, whether it's permitting, whether it's a business license, events coming up, those are things we want to hear about here at the city of the city of Santa Fe and the Office of Economic Development, and make sure that we're included, we're hearing your voices, and we're doing the best to support you on every angle so that you're successful in business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. And Deborah's really been, instrumental in making a lot of good connections locally here in Santa Fe, but not just in Santa Fe, but with the rest of the Native indigenous business community in the state of New Mexico and the whole region. Let's see, so a different way of getting in touch with our office and learning a little bit. Say you're a new business or you've got something, but you don't necessarily know where to go or which office to visit, and that is our office hours. We've got office hours twice a month on Monday, August 25th, and that's going to be a huge week. But on Monday, August 25th, from 10 to 2 p.m. at the Del Norte Credit Union on Cerrillos Road, our colleague Casey Dalbor is going to be there for office hours and all sorts of different questions that he fields, all sorts of different resources that he puts you in touch with. That's really, really a good event. A different event that I love, again, this is going to be a crazy week, so I'm just going to jump into it. But one of my favorite events that we launched fairly recently is something called Books Behind the Business. And on those, that's August 26th, we are working with the Santa Fe Public Libraries. We're also working with creative startups. And every other month, we've got a couple of different business owners, business founders, and they join us to tell us a little bit about a book that they've read that's really influenced the way that they lead, that they manage, that they do business. So we're really excited to see this again on August 26th. We've got...
Who do you have on the 26th?
I'm just checking to see if I know those names, but it's, yeah, Angelica Maestas and Trace Clithius. And there, I'm spacing on one of the books. Maybe I'll get it toward the end. But... They're both really excellent entrepreneurs, really thoughtful, good people. So I really, this is going to be a great conversation. Really looking forward to it. The next day is a little crazy.
Yep. So what we have coming up are Equal Grounds Coffee and Conversations from 8:30 to 10 at Crepus O.
Yeah. That. So basically we work with the Human Rights Alliance of Santa Fe, and it's a community conversation. What are the kinds of things that are going to make Santa Fe, how can we be the best, most welcoming community we can possibly be? And I think that's a really important conversation that's spearheaded by Human Rights Alliance, but they work with their colleague, Casey Dalbor, and a handful of other folks from around the community. It's just a really good, solid event, and there's always food. So, you know, it makes a difference. A different event is the return of, and it's actually one of the more special events for the Fedia Southside. Oftentimes that's just a market, but this one is a special, I think it's the fourth annual Fedia Southside Family Celebration. And as opposed to being on a weekend, this one is from 4 to 7 p.m. at Ortiz Middle School. So lots of different vendors. There's going to be music. There'll be food. It'll be a great event. That's from our friends at the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. A different event we're also involved with is we're working with the Metropolitan Planning Organization. And if you're a cyclist, there's a community that goes around about bicycling and cyclists. And what we've done, or what they've done, and we're just sort of helping out, is they're
just along for the ride.
Oh my God. Oh, I am so glad to be working with my colleague here, Deborah. and there's a lot of puns involved.
One of our other events coming up is Bikes for Business. It's a social ride that's at 6 o'clock again on August 27th, busy day. It'll start at the Rail Yard Water Tower.
And then basically it's at 6:15 they depart. So everybody assembles by the water tower. 6:15 they depart for a 3 to 4 mile ride. And that's going to wind up at the Vara Santa Fe Tasting Room. That's just off Guadalupe. So it's a great opportunity to get together with other cyclists, but also enjoy a little wine and in one of our great local venues. So really like those events. Those are awesome.
That sounds great.
Also that week. The week just doesn't stop. It just keeps on going. Pecha Kucha is from our friends at Creative Santa Fe. And they're partnered with Site Santa Fe on this really amazing series called Pecha Kucha Night. Basically, they have a variety of speakers. I think it's about 8 or 10 speakers. They all have these slide decks and they've all rehearsed and they just tell these stories about how, you know, how something has really affected their life or how some kind of theme is in their life. And that's going to run on the 28th, and that's from 6 to 8 p.m. at the
Site Santa Fe.
At Site Santa Fe. Let's see, on the 29th, the next day, we've got Creative Mornings. That's over at CCA. And then the following week it dips into September, of course, but it's from August 31st to September 5th. I mentioned that quantum science is a big deal. Albuquerque and New Mexico are actually hosting this IEEE. That's an organization for people in electrical and engineering and information technologies. That's going to run from August 31st to September 5th with events and activities throughout Albuquerque, just down the road. Let's see. Anything else we should get into there?
I do have one more event coming up, and that's August 14th is the American Indian Business Entrepreneur Annual Conference. It's held this year in Santa Fe at the Lodge. Again, registrations now. That's something that New Mexico State University puts on, and I'm sure they'd love to see folks there.
Yeah, we partnered with NMSU and your Arrowhead Center on a number of things. So we're really excited to see more activities from some. They've got so many different programs, and AIBE is one of the ones. I don't know how long that's been going, but really, really many years. And I think having a great effect throughout New Mexico. So glad to be seeing more activity from New Mexico State University up in our neck of the woods. A couple of other things to get on folks' radar on September 10th is the return of Beyond Profit. That's a great event series that's Creative Santa Fe has partnered with UNM's Center for Responsible Entrepreneurship at Anderson School. This one's going to be The Power Beneath Our Feet, and it's looking at geothermal energy, a big hot topic. Whoa. In energy these days, especially in New Mexico. Last thing I'll mention is coming up in on September 20th.
This one sounds interesting. And not because I fall in that category any longer.
Oh. So we can't nominate you? I believe nominations are still open for the Santa Fe Hispanic Chamber's 40 Under 40 Awards Gala. We had one of our colleagues was recognized this last year. We're really, it's just great to see that the talent that's available, that's really working sometimes behind the scenes.
Our young
here in Santa Fe. Our young, yeah, they're young people and they're talented. It's pretty awesome. Well, yeah, I'm an older person.
So looking forward to the 40 Under 40 Awards Gala.
Yeah, and that's at September 20th. Let's see, is there anything that we've forgotten? Anything else that we should be mentioning?
This is Oprah.
So we don't produce the event, but it is. So this is the 101st. That is wild. That's totally wild. Zozobra is on August 29th. It's hard to believe it's back. August 29th, Friday, August 29th, it's going to be at Fort Marcy Park, like always. It's one of these global events that's, it's weird, it's different, and it's totally Santa Fe. So that's going to be exciting to see.
Absolutely. It sounds like you can burn your troubles away.
Burn your troubles away. I think that's it for the different events and activities that we have.
I have.
In our basket. Oh.
That I forgot.
Oh.
And that's the Santa Fe Indian Market coming up the 17th and 18th of August, where either we as community members all stay in town or we all leave town, but that's one of the largest events here in the city of Santa Fe, which attracts over 600 Native artisans from throughout the United States, including Canada. Close to 100,000 people show up. So that's one of the biggest events coming in a couple of weeks here to Santa Fe.
So the summer ends on a couple of big, big, you know, great notes. It's been a real busy, good summer heading into the fall. I'm just really excited about where we are and the different opportunities that are available for folks here in Santa Fe. So thank you very much. I appreciate you and KSWV and the opportunity to share some of the events and activities we're looking at with your audience. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you guys. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Deborah. It's just always a blessing to have Open for Business on KSWV Radio. We know you guys are always giving us so much information to look forward to, and we always look forward to our conversations with you guys. So we hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. Thank you guys for just all the epic stuff that you guys are doing at the Office of Economic Development. We really do appreciate it more than we can even say.
Thank you.
Thank you.